listening to the WDYM, the What Do You Mean podcast. Now everyone gather around and listen to one of Hamilton's best podcasts. No research to back this up. Your host, Michael Gillespie.
Oh, but there is some research I've been doing. I've been researching who has the longest What Do You Mean podcast. It's one of those questions in the back of your head. You're like, well, you know, I've been doing this for a while. How many other What Do You Mean podcasts are out there? Because What Do You Mean is a common term that we all use around here. So it's like, let me do some investigating and find out how many other What Do You Mean podcasts are out there. And I found a couple just on Apple because, you know, I'm just starting my research as far as who has the longest WDYM podcast out there. So I started on Apple and I found like five or six of them. And I found one in that I think, or I'm assuming that's in Korean. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name. Le Fleur Lee. And then, you know, if I butcher it, I apologize. They're at 48 episodes. I got this one by Alex and Dan that's at 10 episodes. We have one that just did one episode and said, I'm done. And another one by Church Home and Judah Smith that's at 45. I do subscribe to Ty and Monica Combs' WDYM because it's just interesting to hear other aspects of a WDYM. And they talk, well, the last time I listened to them, they talked a lot about their personal lives and all that stuff. So I need to get back on them, listen to what they're doing. Just, you know, oh, it's always interesting to hear other people do a WDYM. But as far as this, you know, comparing all their numbers, you know, 31, 45, 48, et cetera, your boy is at 77, which means currently I am the longest running WDYM podcast, according to Apple. So, yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm at 77 and running, plus I got two to edit. And I'm telling you, doing a podcast, you know, you don't know exactly what you're doing until you get into it. Editing takes forever, but it's worth it. I'm not complaining or anything like that. I am enjoying what I'm doing, and I got more episodes to go. And, it's fun for me. And I want to thank you, yes, you, person in the seat, listening to me right now with the headphones in or anything, thank you for listening to me ramble on for 77 episodes. We're on our push to season 3, and as far as my research goes, if that's true based on other podcast websites and everything, that's probably going to be in the season 3 role, the intro, when I get to season 3. You best believe the longest running WDYM podcast, your host Michael Gillespie. Doom 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 doom. So yeah, better believe that's going to be in the season 3 intro. So some other things that's going on in the life of the WDYM and everything, I have decided to take the stage on amateur night at a local funny bone here in Ohio, the one in Liberty Center. April 4th is the tentative date. I've expressed interest in doing it because I'm like 60% sure I want to do it. But, you know, doing that on stage as an amateur, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm not used to, but I could tell jokes. I mean, if I wouldn't do this podcast, if I didn't tell jokes and have a way to be a storyteller myself. So I sent out the feelers out to do amateur night April 4th at the Funny Bone in Liberty Center in Ohio. So I'm about 60% sure I want to do it. And I've already gone over some of my material in the podcast because I only got to go for 5 to 6 minutes. So I already got the general idea of what to do. And in fact, I've already talked about it in the podcast as far as season 1, episode 3, titled Scottie Pippen is Tripping, and What Do You Mean I Went to Jail? And it's funny that, you know, that's the title of that episode that long ago, because Scottie Pippen is still tripping. The idea of going to jail is absolute freaks me out. But to give you a quick synopsis of the 5 to 6 minute bit that I plan on doing at the Funny Bone is where I'm a frustrated, angry Chipotle worker, manager, working clopins, close to open, open to close. I got so desperate to look for another job, I even decided to think that I could work at a jail. As funny as that sounds, that was my idea. And there's so many things to do on the mic for 5 to 6 minutes. So hopefully I rehearsed it once and I reached the 5-6 minute, 5 minutes and 15 seconds to be exact. When I did the initial bit, I was surprised that I went 5 to 6 minutes because it felt like I was talking forever. And I was like, only at 3-4 minutes, but I could definitely add stuff to it and embellish it. But the general principle is that you don't want to work at jail. So that's one of the squares on the bingo sheet that I want to X out for 2024, to do this amateur bit for 5 to 6 minutes at the Funny Bone. So about 60% sure I'm going to do it. We'll see. Because here's my thing. Here's my problem with doing stand-up comedy, even if it's amateur. I could tell jokes all day and be funny all day. The problem is when the laugh goes too long, I can no longer decipher if you're laughing at the joke or laughing at me. I don't know why my brain functions like that, but it's like, once you go, ha ha, okay, it's funny, but when you do this for too long, okay, what the hell's so funny? I mean, I told that joke 15 seconds ago. Why y'all still laughing? It's not funny no more. The joke is over. I gotta move on to the next joke. So that's the hard part for me to get over, but we'll see how it goes. Like I said, I'm about 60% sure I want to do this, but we'll see. We will see if this is something that I can do. Obviously, I'll let you guys know. Hopefully, when I do this performance, that they give me a tape or something like that so I can at least see what I do and my mannerisms and see if I can correct that, see if there's something I want to do a second time, because I got jokes for days. But doing it on stage is different, you know. So we will see about that. Stay tuned to see if April 4th is an exact thing. So what else is going on?
Oh, Jesus. What the hell is going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
This one is titled A Chain of Events. So one thing led to another, which led to another. Three different topics, but all related to the same thing. This all starts with a new employee. I get a new employee. Needless to say that this new employee was not ready to work at my facility. People say that I am hard on my people, but if you do your job and you function well as far as your job, then I basically do not get on you. So I got this one guy that it took a long time for him to function properly. And the bottom line is that he was not hitting on all cylinders like I needed him to do. It came to a point where it could have been disastrous if he continued him working for me. I voiced my frustration on social media. I couldn't comprehend why the greatest healthcare facility in Butler County employed this young person. I went to social media. I was like, I can't believe this is the situation that I'm in. And I was highly upset. This comes down to the second event. So I'm over at another facility. The DON, a.k.a. my marble friend, sees me in the hallway. And she's like, she points her finger. Her finger was like straight. You couldn't bend that finger. And I could see it like 10 feet away. She points her finger at me and says, I need to speak to you. Now, let me rewind time a bit and tell you, and what a marble friend is. At first, when she said we were marble friends, I was like, I don't know what you talking about, because I've never been labeled a marble friend. Like, you don't be calling me no names. I got to figure out if this is something good or bad before we press on with this whole marble friend definition, because I don't know what a marble friend is. So I looked it up. So a marble friend is someone you share hard stories with, things that are happening to you, and you fill up their marble jar with advice and communication and, you know, being someone that has their back, so to speak. They keep your secrets, you tell them secrets, and they remember your birthday. Remember that last part. So, marble friends. So, we became marble friends because we communicated real well. We talk. Like, normally we would talk and say, hey, how you doing? She'd be like, oh, I'm fine. And then that would turn into like a 15, 20-minute conversation. And that would happen multiple times. You know, we would develop a bond because we work in the same facility. Things like that. Like, I would fix her something for Thanksgiving. We would share Lindors and all that stuff. And we would, you know, buy each other gifts for our birthdays. So this has been going on for about 2 to 3 years since we've been, you know, since we know each other. Every year I make sure she gets something for her birthday. I'll even go and get a list and say, hey, look, you know, what's your favorite this? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite this? Da-da-da-da. She fills it out no problem. And, you know, I get some things on it. Dr. Pepper, Lindor chocolates, what Marble Friends do. That's what we do. So this year I went above and beyond. I got something every day that week of her birthday leading up to her birthday. Boom, boom, boom. Bang, bang, bang. She got. Right? So I planned ahead. No problem. That's what I do. You know, Marble Friend. When it comes to my birthday, it's been this. Straight crickets. Now, mind you, life has been busy. She's had things going on. I've had things going on. So, you know, that's expected. But that's almost like three months ago, right? I understand things happen, and I am a all understanding individual. Like, okay, I get that, you know, life happens. I get it. But it's been 3 months ago. I'm like, hold on, Marble Friend. I give her a side eye every time I see her, and I'm like, yo, okay, Miss Marble Friend. We're coming up towards April. What's going on? And she's like, yeah, well, I overthink things, and I wanted to send you this, I wanted to get you this, but then I overanalyzed and I didn't do it. So okay, well, it's almost April, so we need to get me something, Marble Friend. Like, hey, Marble, that's what I say. Hey, Marble Friend, like, we need to do something. So she sends me ideas that, you know, I like. Like, one of the things that she sent me was the ice cream fried chicken. And my brain does not comprehend that, because if I see a bucket of fried chicken, I'm expecting that to be warm. If I bite into that fried chicken, I might freeze my teeth off, because I'm gonna go hardcore bite into that ice cream fried chicken. And, you know, that might not be, you know, my mentally, I'm thinking hot chicken, and this is cold ice cream. I can't do that. No. She keeps sending me ideas, and I just shoot them down. And I'm shooting them down on purpose, because this is almost April, and I still ain't got nothing. Okay, Marble Friend? So I'm still waiting. We'll see. She's saying something like, we're going to celebrate at your half birthday. Right now, someone tell me, you look it up, when is your half birthday? You can, is that a Google thing? Like, what is a half birthday? So we'll see what my Marble Friend does. So going back to the original point with the straight finger and everything, remember that? She sees me and she's like, I need to talk to you. So there's me and another person in the hallway, and she has a serious face on that I've never seen before. I'm like, okay. The guy that's next to me is like, yeah, I gotta go. And he does the Roadrunner, beep, beep, out of here. Pew. Okay. So she pulls me into her office. She says, I am disappointed in you. I said, wow. I ain't had someone say that to me in a very long time. And, like, I'm military. You know, I'm a veteran. I'm a military. You can't shake the exterior, the hardcore exterior, to get to me, to my interior, to make me feel, like, bad. She's like, I'm disappointed in you. I said, well, this is coming out of left field, because I don't know what I did. I mean, I'm over in another facility. You don't see me. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, I saw what you said on social media. I expect better from a leader like you. I said, ooh, you got me. You got me. Because one of the things that I am very proud of is my military leadership. And once she said that, I said, ooh, wee. So that is 100% accurate. So you let that person down. You let me down. And you let yourself down. I said, wow, she is going in on me. I ain't never had someone dig that deep on me. And, like, she knows me, but she don't know me that well.
because again, I'm military. You can't. That's my exterior is armor clad. You can't get to this. You can't get to the interior through the exterior. You know. Once she said that, I was like, "Yo!" Immediately, sorry. I immediately apologized because I threw this person under the bus, and I did. I was frustrated. I admit that, and I should have thought better of my words and everything. So I apologized. I took it down, and it made me rethink my situation. Like, I shouldn't have done that because it wasn't his fault that he was put in that situation. We all make mistakes. So I took it down. I apologized. I had to walk across the street rethinking, like, myself, like, evaluating myself and not to do things that, you know, that would damage somebody's, will hurt somebody's feelings or damage somebody. So I took that to heart. I done got my handed to me by the DON across the street. I come across, and then I got this speech therapist. He's talking about, well, I don't know what you talking about because you ain't got no Michael. I said, ooh wee. Now here's the thing with the speech therapist. She's athletically built. All right, so she cheeky at best. Cheeky at best. That's all she's getting from me. Cheeky. That's it. And I look at her, I'm like, you know what? I know, like, you and your DNA, because you work with your cousin, and she cheekless, right? She cheekless. So it goes from cheeky to cheekless. Something wrong with your DNA, because this don't make no sense. Either way, you attacking me. Now, if you listen previously to episodes, this has been one of my weaknesses. I've struggled to develop booty cheeks, right? It's hard for me. It's like, I don't understand why it hurts so bad to develop some booty cheeks. I won't. Booty cheeks. You won't. Booty cheeks. Okay, it's just hard to develop. Chest, arms, yeah, all that is easy to build. But booty cheeks, it's just one of the things that I can't do. So on top of the DON chewing ass out, on top of the speech therapist saying I'm cheekless, I'm like, I'm come home and I'm defeated. And I come home to the surprise, my mama's here. I'm like, okay, my mama's here. You know, when mama's here, it's all, you know, my mom's here. You know, you get back to that childhood feeling. Like, my mom is here. My mom happy. Like, mom, what you doing here? So as I come in the door, you know, greet my family, everything. I look over to my mama. My mama has the audacity to say this.
You just haven't got no butt.
You see what you don't start. You see what you don't start. You started this morning. Now my own mama has said it again. Right, I'm 50% your DNA. You ain't got no butt.
Oh,
yeah, shocked.
See that? So I immediately text speech therapist. I said, "Look, man, this is all your fault that my mama is going in on me. I can't believe." So that's it. So y'all ain't gonna be talking about me and my cheekless self. I mean, I got some cheeks, but I need more because it's looking like an extended back apparently, and I'm sick of it. I said, you know what? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to TikTok, yes, TikTok, and I'm going to find exactly what I need. And I'm not going to, no, you know what? I'm not going to just find anybody that got some cheeks. I'm going to find a dude. Yeah, I said it. I'm going to find a dude that got some cheeks. Lo and behold, I put in glute exercise, and I found this guy who has 9.6 million plays. And I said, you know what? It's going to be my guy. I'm going to do it. And you're going to listen to this with me together, okay?
If y'all want to get that peach ready for the beach, I'm going to teach you the 5 best glute activation exercises. So let's get on all fours, team. We're going to start with the kickback.
Kickback.
This is where we keep our legs super straight.
Leg straight.
Keeping that core nice and tight and kicking straight back. To really feel that glute engage, and it's the building blocks of all glute isolation. Now bend our knee, kick the heel to ceiling. This is called a donkey kick. I'll make my own sound effect there. Let's move to our sides. Here we're going to do is have that leg come directly out to the side. Parallel to your body, you're going to raise it up as high as you can. This is a side kick out. This is going to work the glute med, and it's going to really fire up that peach. Bend the knee to the fire hydrant. This is another phenomenal exercise to really work that peach and get those glutes to fire. And finally, we have what we call as the glute rainbow. This is where we have our leg crossed over the behind leg and coming all the way up, back down, all the way up. But highly recommend you do these every single day, 50 to 100 reps per exercise, and I promise you, you're consistent with this, I'll get your peach ready for the beach. Give it a save, share to a pancake you need, get excited.
Did you hear that? He said 50 to 100 every day. Every day. Every day. He wants me to do this in order to get my peach ready for the beach. I don't know if I can do 50 to 100 every day. Because when I do my normal leg workouts, I am sore for 72 hours. Like 72 hours. Like normally it's 24 hours. Maybe, you know, 40. Like a soreness the next day and then I get over it. Y'all don't understand. This hurts physically and now as I look at it emotionally. Because this is going to handicap me. And I'm not going to be ready for this. Okay, so you know what? I'm making excuses right now. This is going to get done by August of this year. I'm going to have a peach ready for the beach because I'm sick of this. Y'all ain't going to keep clowning me anymore because this is it. Y'all play too much and it made me angry that the speech therapist and then my own mama come in and clown me. So guess what? It's time to get that booty workout and it's going to happen. Okay, that's what I'm telling you right now. It's going to happen and y'all just watch. I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all, this has upset me to a point where I'm vocalizing growing this booty. Okay, because I'm going to have me some cheeks for the summer. So y'all be prepared. Yeah. Oh, the episode's over. Y'all think I'm playing? I got an exercise to do. I ain't got time to be playing no more because I got to get this peach ready for the beach. I'm serious though. I gotta get out and do this workout. So pray for me. July, August time frame. I'm gonna take pictures. Put them online. I'm your host of the WDYM. My name is Michael Gillespie. Guys, love each other and I'm out, Girl Scout, Boy Scout. Peace. I gotta get down and do these damn donkey kicks.